Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net number 366 for December 30, 2024. Now that's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you're not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system that you can learn more about by directing a web browser to sdf.org. I will pause now for about 10 seconds to allow for stations to, for priority traffic or to allow stations to disconnect from the conference if they do not want to stick around for our net, which usually lasts about a half an hour. Okay, I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. Those are the four items of information we like to hear from check-ins. If you do not have an SDF username, well, why not? You know, go ahead and get one, but we'll let you slide. This is a directed net. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour GMT, UTC, Zulu, whatever you want to call it, on Echolink node 9229, known as the TechLink conference. And we would like to thank Michael, the E6UX, for letting us use this conference for our net. We've been using this conference for 366 weeks. That's 7 years or something? Anyway, thanks, Michael. Our net is open to... Wait a minute. I'm having trouble reading my script this week. Yeah. This is a directed net. That means if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all licensed radio amateurs, and you do not have to be associated with the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We like to have a topic of the week to kickstart our discussion. Now, last week, the topic was, kind of summarize the year 2024. What did you do this year that, was noteworthy? And therefore, this week's topic is, what are you looking forward to for 2025? Do you have any New Year's resolutions related to ham radio or actually anything else? Any plans for building, gear or antennas or redoing your shack, whatever. Whatever you're looking forward to in the new year, that's the topic this week. Now, let me check the dashboard here. I see a new call sign has popped up there, KF6GPE, making a note of that. And we've really only got 5 actual humans on here tonight, including me. So this is probably going to be a short net unless we've got a lot of discussion. So, before we get timed out here, where am I in my script here? I don't think, there's no new call signs here, so I don't need to explain anything about how we do the net here. So I've already given a topic, so let me run down the list here. So I've got N4RNW, VK6BQQ, KD9NDJ, and KF6GPE. So all of you guys are on my list, and I don't see any conferences linked, but just on the off chance, I'm going to call now for any other stations who did not hear their call sign to come forward now and be added to my check-in list. Right. Nothing heard. So, first on my list is N4RNW.
Well, good evening, Wayne, and everybody out there. N4RNW here in Fort Myers, Florida, southwest Florida on the coast. It's 7:06 Eastern time down here. It's dark out there, but the day should be getting lighter. No real plans for the new year regarding what you spoke about there, Wayne. But, New Year's is here already. Just 3 more days, I believe. And my team, Notre Dame, is in the Sugar Bowl against Georgia, so go Irish. And they've only got one more game after that if they win it for the national championship. That's what's on my mind. All right, well, if I don't speak to everybody before then, have a happy new year. And back to you, Wayne, N4RNW.
Okay, thank you, Harold, for being a regular here, and, you know, showing up today. You know, this time of year, people are traveling and, I don't know, trimming trees and doing, I don't know, whatever they do this time of year. Anyway, so I appreciate everyone who has the time to participate in our little net here. Next on my list is VK6VQQ.
AB9FJ in the group, VK6BQQ. Well, it's always a pleasure, and thank you for what you're doing here. Absolutely fantastic. Yeah, we have a net here Saturday morning back to Friday night, so our Friday night tech net has continued, and we're looking for 1,200 weeks of consecutive participation, so it's going to be interesting in the next little while, but not too much for the New Year's, but it's coming along, that's for sure. It's the 30th of the 12th already, so things are happening, and we'll see how it all goes. But great to hear you in, sir. Thank you for being here. VK6BQQ Australia.
Okay, thank you, Reg, and, you know, I hope I'm not stepping on toes to mention this, but you had a major medical thing happen to you this year, and you seem to have recovered from it quite well. So I would have, out of modesty, I guess, maybe that's why you didn't mention it. But I, for one, would say you've come out of that very well, and I don't know, it's I would say, like, I applaud you for that or something, but I'm happy that you got through that as well as you did, and I'm starting to ramble now, so I'm going to shut up. Just expressing my gratitude, I guess, that your health has, come out on top. Let me pass it back to you if you have anything to add.
AB9FJ, VK6BQQ, well, thank you for that. Yes, it's been a bit of a challenge for the last couple of years. And, well, thanks to my wife, she surely looks after me, that's for sure. But it's been a bit of a challenge. The old memory is not what it used to be. And, well, sometimes I get confused of what day it is or where I am sometimes. And thank the Lord that my better half, she attends to me, that's for sure, but it has been a challenge. Anyway, thank you for that, and we do appreciate it. As I say, amateur radio, best hobby in the world, and the nicest folks that we're able to connect with. Fantastic. AB9FJ, VK6BQQ, thank you for that.
Okay, best wishes to you there, Reg. AB9FJ here, net control. It's about that time, I guess, 10 minutes into the net here. Next on my list here is KD9NDJ.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Ken. My call sign is KD9NDJ, as the man said. My STF username is KDB. I'm looking forward to the continuation of my work with what my father used to call antiques. He had an antique rig, and my antique rig is basically his rig. Today I was messing around with the TX86, which is an Amico transmitter. It does CW and AM phone. And I was working on recapping it. I got the caps quite a while back, and I saw the pile and fished it out and got to it. It's kind of a pain in the butt because there's not a lot of room in the circuit to work. So basic, simple things like getting screws off and lugs off, it's a chore. But I managed to do it. I'm not ready for the smoke test yet because unless I just want to do a crystal into a dummy load, which I'm sure I will do, I need another power supply for the DFO, and that's tied up in my audio amp project at the moment. But anyway, so he has a Johnson Viking 1, which would be a well worthy project to for restoration. So that's my plan for the new year, and I'm looking forward to it. This is KD9NDJ, Vacuum Net Control.
Okay, well, that's interesting. I'm trying to think if there's anyone else around here that you might want to hook up with to share experiences and so forth with doing that. I know, do you know Ben Fisher? He's kind of, he's the local technician that people take their rigs to for repairs. I don't know if he likes to work on the same generation of equipment that you're talking about, but he might be somebody that you could share some experience with. Anyway, that's all I can think of. I have a 1970s-ish HF transceiver that I need to blow the dust off and get it back on the air. It's not quite the kind of antique that you're talking about, but it has actually has some tubes in it just for the final. And so it's kind of on the fringe of those antiques. But, you know, I got interested in this hobby back in the 60s when everybody had a tube rig. So I hesitate to say that it's in my DNA, but it's kind of adjacent, something like that. Anyway, thanks for joining us this week, Ken, as you do so often. Let me acknowledge KJ6DRH has joined us. You're on my list. The topic this week is, do you have any plans for the new year? Resolutions, things that you want to build or buy or do in the new year. So that's what we're talking about. And you'll be up pretty soon there. Next on my list is KF6GPE.
Well, good day, Wayne and Annette. Sorry I didn't set my name in Echo Link. This is a new iOS device. I did it, but it hasn't updated. Anyway, my SDF login is my call sign, Kilo Foxtrot 6, Golf Papa Echo. The name is Ray. Live in Boulder Creek between Silicon Valley and Santa Cruz, California. I'm a semi-regular on the net now. I try to make it when I remember. For 2025, I have a lot of people bugging me about setting up an HF antenna. And I think this may be the year that I do it. I used to have one up, but it came down during some extreme weather, oh golly, 10 or 12 years ago. I've got the coax. I probably have copper weld out in the car or out in the garage. And I'm thinking maybe I get some ladder line and put up a G5RV. I've got a tree out in the yard that may work for that. Or else I'm just going to do a random wire off the front of the house where my office is. The hill slopes down, and I should be able to get something up in a tree pretty well with that, although I don't know what the pattern will be. But anyway, that's about it for projects. We'll see how it goes and whether or not I actually do it this spring. That's it, KF6GPE.
Okay, well, good luck with that, Ray. I wonder, is that kind of a good situation for one of those N-fed half-wave dipoles kind of situations there? Or a full-wave? I'm not even sure I'm remembering it right. But anyway, the N-fed there, it's kind of like the random wire, only it's not quite so random.
Yeah, that's actually one of the thoughts I had, is instead of a random wire doing an N-fed, because it would be easy enough to get one of the matching stubs and then run it right out there. I want to actually spend a little time modeling an N-fed over the terrain because it's kind of weird. The house is like where my shack is about 3.5-4 meters off. No, probably 5 meters off the ground, maybe a little bit more if I go out the window there. And then the hill slopes down. There's a flat spot that goes out about 6 meters. And then after that, it drops off really steeply. So I'm just thinking about going basically straight out the window with a through connection on the window and just go straight up into a tree that's at eye level there and see how that radiates. I'd probably use it more for receive and transmit anyway, but something to get away from the RFI that's in the shack itself.
Okay, sounds like a plan. Good luck. Next on my list is KJ6DRH.
Hello, this is KJ6DRH out of Bakersfield, caffeined on SDF, C-A-P-H-E-I-N-D. And as far as New Year's resolutions, not many, I guess, just spend more time trying to get on the radio. I haven't done as much radio stuff lately as I'd like. And maybe finally get the little QRP gizmo I have going and play around with that a little bit more. But that's it. Back to Net.
Okay. It's always a good resolution to get on the air more. Right. So let me check the dashboard here. And I do not see any new call signs. So we've had 6 check-ins this week. So now it's time to go back and see if anyone wants to recheck and expand upon what they said before. So if you want to recheck, please call now.
KD9NDJ.
KD9NDJ. Go ahead, Ken.
Yeah, the remarks of Ray there sort of jogged another piece of my planning loose there. I'm thinking about getting up an HF antenna, another HF antenna. I'm using a long wire now, and actually I'm getting pretty good coverage with it. Not great, but pretty good, and I can tune it up okay. I'm not sure how random it is. It's, technically a random wire, but it's definitely N-fed, and I've got a balun in the basement where it comes in. But the object of the game is to get something up higher, and for that I want to deploy either my Spudzooka or a drone and get a wire up much higher in the tree than I've ever done before. I keep waiting for the weather window, and so far this isn't it. It's not bad, but it's not ideal for flying or shooting projectiles with an air gun. Anyway, KD9NDJ, back to you.
Okay, well, that sounds like a nice project. Yeah, just throwing a wire up over the top of a tree, you're kind of trusting to luck that it will come to rest in a branch or a fork or something high up in the tree. But sometimes it slips down and is not as high as you would have hoped for. So good luck with that. Let me know if there's anything I can do to help you with that, if you need an assistant. No new call signs popped up on the dashboard, so does anyone else want to do recheck? Okay, well, final call for new check-ins or rechecks or any comments, complaints, anything about the net. Okay, I guess that's enough. Draw a line here at, let's call it 21 minutes after the hour. Where am I in my script here? I would say this concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net at 0021 Zulu. This is Net Control Station AB9FJ saying 73, everyone.
Thanks for taking the net, Wayne. 73, everyone. See you next week, KF6TP.
And a very good morning from Western Australia, VK6BQQ.